gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, November 17th, 2017. Welcome to Day 302. Donald Trump scolded Al Franken on Twitter for his sexual misconduct. Quote, "The Al Frankenstein picture is really bad, speaks a thousand words," Trump tweeted, adding that last week Franken was, quote, "lecturing anyone who would listen about sexual harassment and respect for women," end quote. During Trump's presidential campaign, 11 women accused him of unwanted touching or kissing over several decades. Trump called the allegations pure fiction and fake news and referred to the women as horrible, horrible liars. Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the White House position is that the women who have accused Trump of sexual harassment are lying. Franken, meanwhile, apologized for his behavior and encouraged a Senate Ethics Committee review of his actions. The New York Times and the Associated Press say Trump has repeatedly declined to call on Roy Moore to quit Alabama's Senate race, despite several women accusing Moore of sexually assaulting them when they were teenagers. Trump has not publicly condemned Moore's actions or pulled his endorsement of the Republican candidate, even as Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan have called for Moore to drop out of the race. Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the president believes that these allegations are very troubling, but that, quote, "the people of Alabama should make the decision on who their next senator should be," end quote. Politico says Kellyanne Conway justified Trump's silence on Roy Moore by saying the Al Franken story was a brand new news story. Conway told Fox News that, quote, "the Roy Moore story is 8 days old and the president put out a statement," which said Moore should step aside if the allegations are true. Meanwhile, Robert Mueller issued a subpoena to Trump's campaign for Russia-related documents from more than a dozen officials. The Wall Street Journal says the subpoena, issued in mid-October, is the first time Trump's campaign has been ordered to turn over information. It doesn't compel any officials to testify, but it surprised the campaign, which had been voluntarily complying with Mueller's requests for information. Bloomberg and CNN say the Republican Party is no longer paying Trump's personal legal bills related to the Russia probe. Trump is working with the Office of Government Ethics and a tax firm to use his personal funds to help current and former White House staffers who are caught up in the Justice Department's special counsel investigation with their legal costs. The RNC had previously paid out more than $230,000 for Trump's legal bills. The Washington Post, CNET, and The Verge are reporting that the FCC voted to loosen media ownership rules. The 3-2 vote rolls back a 1970s rule intended to ensure a diversity of voices and opinions could be heard on the air or in print, and makes it easier for media companies to be bought and sold. Critics of the FCC repeal say the decision will result in less diversity in local news media and lead to inferior phone and broadband services in some areas. The FCC also voted to limit spending on the Lifeline program, which provides discounted internet and phone service to low-income homes. The Senate Finance Committee approved the $1.5 trillion Republican tax overhaul, but not without an angry shouting match between Republicans and Democrats after nearly 12 hours of talk about taxes. CNN, The New York Times, and Politico say Sherrod Brown and Orrin Hatch sparred over Republican talking points about trickle-down economics with the Ohio Democrat, charging that, quote, "the whole thing about higher taxes, well, it's a good selling point." Hatch replied, quote, "I really resent anybody saying I'm just doing it for the rich," end quote. The committee voted along party lines 14-12 to forward the proposal onto the full Senate, where the Senate is expected to take action after the Thanksgiving break. The Associated Press says that of Trump's 58 judicial nominees, 74% are white men. About 19% are women, while 2% are both female and non-white. In total, 53 of Trump's judicial nominees are white, 3 are Asian American, 1 is Hispanic, and 1 is African American. He has nominated 47 men and 11 women. And now to the polls. The Hill says Obama is more popular in Alabama than Trump. 52% of likely voters in the state have a favorable opinion of Obama versus 49% for Trump. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.